a Marquette University High School class is learning about their city's history of social justice and the local people who fought for civil rights, in part by carefully cleaning gravestones at Milwaukee's oldest cemetery.
The students are taking a class called Literature and Social Justice. In addition to reading books, the students learn about Milwaukee's historical figures, and the grave cleaning is part of their service learning.
Here to talk about their experiences and their future plans for the program, we have Marquette University High School seniors Diego Cordero and Elijah Rodriguez. Also joining us is their English teacher, Maeve Gavigan, who is partnering with Forest Home Cemetery and Arboretum on this project. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having us today. We're happy to be here.
Maeve, you're teaching this literature and social justice at Marquette University High School. Can you tell us about the class and how cleaning gravestones at Milwaukee's oldest operating cemetery, how that connects to your curriculum?
Absolutely. So literature and social justice is a senior level English course. It is one of the options to fulfill the senior English requirement at Marquette High. And for our class, we focus on the idea of literature and story as a way of showing our belief in the dignity of every person and also our connection to other people. And so our work at Forest Home Cemetery and Arboretum has been really wonderful in that students have had an opportunity to care for the place. It was a program set up by Kristen Schuing at Forest Home, and students have the opportunity throughout the year as a part of community outreach to complete some headstone edging. In our class, we read books like Matthew Desmond's Evicted, and we also recently read Kazuo Ishiguro's Clara and the Sun. And in both of those texts, we're in one case, in Evicted, looking at questions around Milwaukee history and civil rights history and housing. Mm. And then in Ishiguro's Clara and the Sun, we are thinking about stories around memory, human dignity, and the ways in which our lives matter to us and to other people. So this project is kind of an outgrowing of that, study. And we start with stories and we jump into the worlds of those stories. And then we always kind of return to our own world where students have an opportunity to then engage.
And Diego, when I think of the book Evicted, I think about, of course, housing. And you cleaned the grave of Duane Tolliver, a man who marched with Father James Groppi in Milwaukee during the Civil Rights Movement, helped to protect protesters, and really the whole movement around fair housing. What stands out to you about this history and the grave you cleaned?
I mean, what stands out to me is just that, like, I had the opportunity to do something, like, so small. And it just showed how I can help the community out in a quiet but powerful way. And like seeing the difference before and after showed me how small actions can make a big impact and try to further the history of what Duane did.
And I understand that you returned for another round of volunteering to clean. Is that right?
Yes.
Why did you do that? What compelled you?
For me, it was something that allowed me to help out those who aren't here with us anymore. And it allowed me to preserve the past and their history, because it shows us that everybody has a story. And over time, like, that story can be, like, if it's not told, it can be, like, forgotten. So I returned because I wanted to continue doing my work and trying to help out those who can't help out themselves.
Elijah, turning to you, you restored the grave of World War II veteran Murphy Pleasant and his son, Army Private First Class Murphy Pleasant Jr., who was killed in Vietnam. What did you learn through this experience?
Well, I learned a lot. First, I learned that this experience helped me see life and legacy differently, and that each name and headstone represent a story, a family, and a life that mattered. It also reminded me that even when people are gone, the way we care for their memory says a lot about who we are today.
Hmm. Can you walk me through what you were doing to these grave sites, like some of the process of cleaning the graves?
Yeah. So when we got there, we found our own little section in our block, and we had to find exactly where these graves are
And once we found that, we took this tool called an edger. Mm-hmm. And basically what we did, we outlined the grave. And then after that, we would clean it off, try and make it as visible as possible. Either, like for me, I took a toothpick and I engraved like the dirt that was in their names, because I think a lot of people forget about the like decal. Mm-hmm. So I like cleaned the dirt out of the decal. And then I added some kind of solution called D2, I believe, to make the grave like pop out.
That is Elijah Rodriguez, and we have Diego Cordero here. They're seniors at Marquette University High School, and they're in this class about Milwaukee's civil rights era and social justice history. And we're talking with their English teacher, Maeve Gavigan, as well. Maeve, from what I understand, this is your first semester with gravestone cleaning as a service component for the class. What was your inspiration behind the project?
So in literature and social justice, we read novels. We read mainly fiction. And a lot of times we get this proximity to certain social concerns. And my hope was to make the class more community facing so that we were working outside of the walls of our classroom in the community directly around us. I think that stories matter, and the understanding that each of our own stories is also tied to our community, both in the past and the present, I think is important. And so as we read our novels, it's valuable for us to see that people were writing in a particular time and place, and that we too are existing in a particular time and place. And there are ways for us to engage with the people right around us.
Have you heard from the families of the people whose graves you're cleaning at all?
So I was amazed by the initial response. So the first time that Diego and Elijah and a number of other students went to Forest Home Cemetery and Arboretum, the cemetery posted photographs of the students and the work that they were doing in the sites. And there was a really large response online on Facebook. I think it was over 3,000 people liked, commented, or shared the posts. And amidst those comments were comments from folks that are the descendants of people that are buried there. And they shared stories. There were spaces just of gratitude. And so to see that was this reminder of the connection we can have to one another. And that was pretty incredible to see. As Diego mentioned, you know, these small acts that actually are much larger than they may even seem, and are a reminder of the individuality of each person.
And Diego, if I understand correctly, you live near Forest Home Cemetery. I wonder, has your view of it changed, or do you think of it differently now when you pass by?
Yeah, so I live probably like 2 minutes away from Forest Home. Mm-hmm. So I pass by there every day going and coming back from school. So I would say my view did change, because like before, I would pass by there and not even think twice. Like, yeah, I knew it was a cemetery, but I didn't really like understand like the stories and like what it actually meant. Mm. Now, like my perspective on what a cemetery actually is like changed, I would say.
Mm. Elijah, you know, the act of cleaning a gravestone, that's physical labor, but it also allows you like time to reflect as you're doing this work. What were some of the things that you were thinking about and talking about with classmates as you were working on these gravestones?
Honestly, it was just like what makes Milwaukee and like who's like contributed to it. Like this activity was important to all of us, not just because it connected us all on a deeper level. And that's what Marquette stands for, is brotherhood. By doing this small act, it allowed us to connect on a deeper sense. And also by cleaning the graves of Forest Home, it was important because it was a way to show respect for the people who came before us. And many of these graves belong to individuals and families who shaped our community. But over time, their resting place was forgotten or neglected. And by cleaning or restoring them, we're not just taking care of the stone, we're preserving our history, honoring their memory, and making sure their stories aren't lost. It also connects to our roots and reminds us that re-embrace is an active responsibility and is not something that we should easily forget about.
Well, Diego and Elijah, thank you so much for being here. And Maeve, thank you so much for telling us about the project.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Maeve Gavigan, an English teacher at Marquette University High School, where she teaches a literature and social justice class. Diego Cordero and Elijah Rodriguez are seniors, and we've been talking about their volunteerism, cleaning gravestones at Forest Home Cemetery in Arboretum as part of their class learning about Milwaukee social justice history and the prominent people in the civil rights era who are laid to rest at the cemetery.
How often do you read just for fun?
If your answer is not often or less than I used to, you're not alone. A recent study finds Americans are reading books for fun less than we did 2 decades ago.
We're going to talk more about that on a future show, and we want to hear from you.
Do you enjoy reading? Is it a regular recreational activity for you? Do you read less than you used to or less often than you want to?
And what kinds of things do you like to read for enjoyment? Let us know. Tell us about it. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. Or you can call or text. The number is 888-642-0232. That's 888-642-0232.
Wisconsin Today producers include Rochelle Wilson, Lauren Cox, and Royce Padeswa.
Our technical directors are Sarah Hopeful and Tyler Ditter. Learn more about us at wpr.org/Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for listening to WPR News.